This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time on the radio, and that means we're going to go through the stories, the list of things from Talkers Magazine, according to them, what they say are the big talk topics this week. And on the panel of Intelligentsia, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls, actually, in our studio in Washington, Victoria Keelan, who's associated with one of the finest radio programs in the history of broadcasting, the DJV show. She happens to be the V in the DJV show. And speaking of, sometimes people think I'm saying quickly the Diva show. It's DJV show, not the Diva show.
Right, it could be, yeah.
And speaking of divas, Walter Sterling has joined us. He is a Westwood One talk host. You can hear his program on the weekend, Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern time. He has lots of memories. He's known a lot of people in the talk radio world. He brings a certain amount of expertise to our conversations because he's sort of a naysayer. And you'll probably get the drift of what that means as we go through the actual list here of things, according to talkers anyway, that are the biggies. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio as usual. What's going on in week one of the NFL? Tom Brady says he's going to play forever, or at least for the next 5 years, whichever comes first. Major League Baseball action, that sort of thing as we get. Isn't it amazing? We're talking about the end of the season already. Woo. At number nine, something that I think is, well, because it happened late in the week, it hasn't attracted as much attention as it will over the weekend. An overview in depth of the life of Burt Reynolds, bigger than life, the passing of Burt Reynolds, a heart condition. Man, did that guy have a life. He really did. Twitter banning Alex Jones at number eight. The NBC Weinstein story continuing. I don't know if that's as big as... I asked Walter about this because he's been with all the high muckety-mucks over the years at all the big networks. Weinstein and NBC trying to kill that story because of their relationship with him. What about Les Moonves getting booted out of CBS? What do you make of that?
The last time I got fired, I got 7 weeks severance. I had to get a lawyer to get more, and I got 8 weeks after I spent money on a lawyer. They're about to fire Les and give him $100 million for his misbehavior. $100 million, and I believe it was all framed by Shari Redstone, who wants to merge the two companies, Viacom and CBS. And Les kept saying no, 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 no. So Shari threw a banana peel.
Well, Jerry Redstone's father was the founder of Viacom, a guy named Sumner Redstone. This is a Massachusetts company. This guy is, 97, I think, now, or 98. His daughter has taken over in his stead. She's no pushover, and there's always been a clash between her and Moonves as to who actually was going to control this, how much is this company, CBS and Viacom, together worth? Hundreds of billions of dollars. That's a big company.
He was winning. And then,
well, if that's the case, though, Walter, if not to get too deeply into the weeds, but if he's winning, then why does the board of directors want to throw him out?
Well,
because that's where this
winning,
is coming from.
No, he was winning until the sexual misconduct allegations showed up. And then he started losing.
All right. Did somebody go digging for a way to discredit him? Is that what this is about?
Yes, and that's why they're also going to give him $100 million to go away rather than just tell him to go away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is the message here that if you sexually abuse your employees that they'll pay you?
Well, that's exactly the message that it's sending to women.
Right.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Right.
That would make me just boycott CBS anyway.
Well, it kind of tells you about, you know, the real heart and soul of all of this stuff. We're back to money again. And how it has been used, and that's maybe the business to look at number 7, the Weinstein story. You know, the impact financially of deals that NBC had. Do you have any insight into that, Walter? The deals that the NBC had with Weinstein?
I happen to believe NBC's point of view on this, which is they keep saying the reason we didn't run the story is we could not get one of the accusers to go on record by name. And therefore, for journalistic standards, they didn't have a story.
But that's not
why
true.
Why does everybody else have the good
yeah,
on then?
That actually wasn't true, because the woman came forward and said she was attached to the story and she was willing to even go on camera for Ronan Farrow's initial first draft. So... NBC, they're lying.
For those of you who don't know the story, I'm sorry, we didn't do a good job of this. Ronan Farrow, who is Mia Farrow and Woody Allen's son, has
Frank
been responsible.
Frank
Sinatra, excuse
right.
me, thank you, Ms. Walter.
Yeah.
Don't tell Woody.
don't tell Woody that he didn't father that incredibly gorgeous son.
So... This guy has been working, and he was the person responsible for first outing Weinstein, and the stories then have been legion. This kid gone on and on and on, finding out, getting dirt on a lot of these people, these titans of Hollywood. And so he was interviewed, and NBC says, well, we don't have enough information, and so we're not going to run the story on Weinstein that Farrow put together. That's nonsense. With all of the other information that's there, they couldn't find a reporter to go interview somebody.
Since when does NBC not run a story because they don't have enough information?
Right, exactly. And Weinstein showed up in the newsroom personally. Come on, really? And you're going to try to make the claim that, oh, you just didn't have a source that was willing to go on camera? I don't believe
nonsense.
Any of that.
All right, we'll continue.
Meanwhile, they're all talking about an op-ed this week that's anonymous.
Right, exactly. Yeah, how does that have any credibility whatsoever? That's the number one story, actually, Richie. You're right. The whole business about the New York Times, the only reason it was in there is because...
We don't need to know who wrote it, but we won't talk about this Harvey Weinstein thing because there's nobody here to talk about it.
Right, yeah. The New York Times, man, what a piece of trash. And just really...
Well, I think the way to talk about the New York Times from now on is the way they would talk about a radio show, which is a local newspaper.
Okay.
Remember newspaper? They always say a local radio station without ever giving the call. Well, let's just call them what they are, which is not only are they... I know the research on the New York Times. Not only is it a local newspaper, it doesn't have distribution to most of New York City. It has no reporter in Queens. Not one reporter in Queens, but two in Miami. And their only distribution, and it's a fact, is on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. That's it. So this is a local newspaper.
And the fact that they are big in Miami tells you what about the actual readership?
No, it tells you about the arrogance of the paper thinking, well, you know, we're going to be a national paper and have reporters in Miami, L.A., Chicago. But, oh, by the way, none in Queens. It's a local newspaper. And that's what I'd always call it from now on. It's a local newspaper.
That's a great perspective on it. All right. Walter, Rich, Victoria, Doug, at 15:15, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. Here's an urgent message from Dr. David Brownstein. Did you know that your body's primary defense center resides in your gut? You knew that, right? My friends, the doctors that are associated with my weekday program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, say basically the same thing. Did you know... And a lot of people don't know, actually, that your system's ability to fight disease and the other things that go wrong in your body is because the bacteria is not operating properly in your gut. That's where your body's immune system is located. So don't become a patient. Take advantage of a fabulous tea called Life Change Tea. It's very simple. This is a super strong tea that cleanses your body from all those intruders that will mess up your gut. that will mess up and cause disease in your body. Life Change Tea is all natural. Life Change Tea is all organic. Life Change Tea is made and blended in these here United States. So, you want to clean your body out, get rid of the unhealthy bacteria and other stuff that's in there, the yuckabungas, as I call them, and you just easily go to getthetea.com. Yep, go to the website getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship, get the, well, there's a number of teas, but Life Change is the strongest one, and the one that fights the pesticides and the things that are a result of processed foods. No GMOs, no pesticides anymore. Use Life Change Tea. Every day have a cup, and your life will change. The benefits are as long as your arm. You got to go to getthetea.com to get it. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV. They're ship it free. Not available in stores anywhere. Clean out your body with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Stop by Lowe's for everything you need to prepare for an entertaining fall. Give your deck or porch a fresh look and outstanding protection from the elements with the best selection of trusted stain brands from Cabot, Valspar, and Thompson's Water Seal, only at Lowe's. Plus, update your old appliances now and get up to 40% off appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 12th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
All right, let's see a couple of other stories that are on the list here we haven't talked about yet. Bob Woodward's book is included in the list of the top 10 stories. The confirmation hearings continuing for Mr. Kavanaugh at the Supreme Court. Kaepernick, I always like to say it not the way he likes to pronounce it, colon rather than Colin. Anyway, those are some of the things that we will talk about subsequently here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 20. No, it isn't either, actually. Rich, you said we had 30 seconds. We had a minute.
You seconds. Have another minute there, sir.
I have another. All right. People list. On the list, the 10 people include at number 10, Burt Reynolds, Alex Jones at number 9. I'll keep it to myself. At number eight. John McCain. Ronan Farrow is at number 7, Colin Kaepernick is at 6, Jeff Sessions at 5, Mueller at 4. Do I even have to say his first name? Is it ineffective? Robert, who are you talking about, Mueller, the guy that makes the egg noodles?
Are you going to make Mueller like Madonna now?
Right, that's it, yeah, Madonna, Oprah.
Elvis, Michael.
Yeah, right. Brett Kavanaugh and Cory Booker. That's interesting because Cory Booker is running for president. That's number 3. Woodward
is more.
You don't think? All right. Bob Woodward is number 2. And the Trumpster, the Donald, at number 1 on the people list here on the Talk Radio Review.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Time for us to continue our stories regarding the stories here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden. So let's go back to the lists, well, the list, the people list, the stories list. We were about to talk about, I don't know how much insight we can bring to the public regarding the Tuesday primaries this past week. What I do think is important to know at this point anyway in the discussion is how much money was spent for advertising in the primaries and how much money will be spent as we move forward to the actual elections in November. According to many different sources, that number could be as high as $8 billion in advertising. Much of it to be spent in 10 or 12 states, but that number itself seems so obscene, considering that that was the total amount that was spent by the candidates in the presidential election 2 years ago, and it's twice as much as was spent 8 years ago. So this is becoming a real conundrum for me to try to figure out where all this money comes from. Why is it, or is it so obvious that it should be, it's like the nose on your face? There's so much money coming in to get people elected to positions of power so that they can influence things that the donors want influenced. But $8 billion, is there no limit? This is extreme, it seems to me anyway. It's good for the radio business.
Spend it all, because where does that money end up?
Well, it's with good us. For business.
Right.
Yeah, with us. Yeah.
With us.
Right.
And then what do we do with it? We spend it, you know, it just keeps the money out in circulation. I'd rather have it in the pockets of the people that it gets out to, because then the radio stations spend the money and it gets out into circulation into the public instead of having it in those crazy people's hands.
This is not a tax. No one's forcing anybody to spend this money. These are donations either from incredibly rich people or in PACs. It's all voluntary money. It's like public broadcasting.
Except in public broadcasting, are they using the money to try to... I mean, advertising is about influencing people. Okay, that's fine, and obviously it works. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend the money. So that's good for us, for the indication or the assessment of our work is good because the message gets across. But what is the message, and what are they trying to... it's different if you're buying advertising. Let's say we're selling pillows, and I'm trying to get you to buy some pillows. That's great, but there's nobody that is coming from My Pillow to give Joe Blow running for Congress a couple of bucks to influence what's going on in the business world of My Pillow.
The reason the reason for political advertising is not to convince you of a certain candidate. The reason for political advertising is to compel people to actually go and vote. That is the challenge. The minute most candidates declare, most people know who they would vote for. The job of advertising is to get you off your duff and into the polling place.
You know, it's interesting. Usually the primaries are not recognized by the average person as being the more important of the two elections, which in fact I maintain it is, because the crazies are the only ones who have, in traditional terms, turned out for the primaries to get their crazy candidates onto the ballot. People don't realize, unless they've had some good civics courses, that the primaries are really more important, especially in terms of shaking out the nutbirds that you don't really want to see in positions of power, unless that's an elitist statement. Who am I to declare who the nutbirds are? But basically speaking, you look at the people who are in the primary list, and there's a lot of nutbirds there. And so that has been a bugaboo for me. In my town, we had a primary, and 24% of the registered voters showed up to vote, and everybody thought that was, wow, this is fabulous. 24% of the eligible voters showed up. This is a primary.
It's the same around the country. That's about all you get.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting. And people don't know what they're giving up by not participating, it would seem to me. 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrend, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrend. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrend proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times.
President Trump also saying a senior official in his administration who wrote the scathing op-ed piece might have committed treason. He brings it up during a rally in Billings, Montana last night, as we hear from correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump going on to tell the crowd in Montana, the deep state threatening our country.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself.
The president calling on the newspaper to out who this person is.
Twitter now permanently suspending InfoWars founder Alex Jones from that platform. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Some of the gladiators of talk radio, news talk radio in the focus here. The end of each week sees us going through the stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine, the so-called Bible of the talk radio industry, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These lists are published there every week, and all kinds of stories about some of your favorite hosts, all that good stuff. And the stories, if you will, behind the stories. So, let us concentrate on this, the item, actually the people list, number three has Cory Booker there. Cory Booker is the 50-year-old senator, mayor of Newark before he became the senator from New Jersey. Our own Victoria Keelan, who's here with Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling and Doug Steffen is a resident of the state of New Jersey. How do people in New Jersey look upon Mr. Booker in general? And then as a result of some of the statements he's made this week, how does that impact his desire to be the next black senator, next black president? It was clear to me that he was going to be running in 2020 and had pretty good chance until this past week, or maybe that hasn't affected a lot of people's views on him. So how do you view him in general, Victoria?
Well, I didn't have anything, and again, I'm a recent transplant to New Jersey, so
yeah,
I'm
you grew up
literally
in New Jersey.
Googling, yeah, but I haven't followed New Jersey politics. I've been a New Yorker for a long time, so
yeah.
I haven't had anything against Cory Booker, except I think it was last year, he did not support Bernie Sanders' bill that would have brought prescription drug prices down, because yeah. Obviously in New Jersey, this is sort of the insurance or the pharmaceutical companies, they're all based here. So right. They're obviously in his pocket.
I'm sorry, I said insurance,
no reason.
And I meant pharma.
Pharma too. So yeah. So obviously they're in his pocket, because there was no reason why he shouldn't have supported, you know, Bernie Sanders in that. So I didn't like him for that. I thought it was very transparent and very opportunistic. So that's kind of been my only take on him. I think he's a bit of a showboater. He certainly loves the camera. I don't think he's going to run for president. I don't think he'd have the support. I just don't really think that much about him at all,
Richie,
at this point.
Richie sure doesn't think he's got a chance. So why?
Well, I think
what's
he's
in
right.
Your...
He is a grandstander, and he proved it yesterday. When during the Kavanaugh hearings, he was jumping up and down, yelling, saying that he wanted these documents from when Kavanaugh worked with the White House released, so that they could see what he had talked with within the White House and George Bush on racial profiling and Roe v. Wade. And so he had asked the committee to clear the documents so that he could use them in the hearings. And when the hearings came up yesterday, he decided and said, this is my Spartacus moment, and went on this rampage about how he's going to break all the Senate rules, and I don't care if they kick me out of the Senate, and yada, 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 and goes ahead and releases these documents and talks about them. Well, what he didn't realize is that the documents that he had asked to be cleared were actually cleared at 4 a.m. that morning, after the evening he had asked them to be cleared. So he goes on to question Kavanaugh about them, and Kavanaugh basically says on racial profiling when police pull over, I think it should be race neutral. Oh, okay. Game over.
Next.
So basically he pulled this stunt, and not only were the documents already released, which he knew and still went along with the stunt, but then he didn't get the answer he expected from Kavanaugh. So it was a big fat dud. Right there, and now he looks like a moron. But it depends on where you read about it.
I thought he looked like a moron when we found out that he, as mayor of Newark, did not live in Newark. And he did not.
Yeah, what about his friend T-Bone, the drug dealer?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. He was mayor of Newark, and he didn't live there? Where the heck did he live, and how did he get away with that?
He lived nearby. He didn't really get away with it. And because we're talking about it. But the other thing about the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, I think he's doing an incredible job. That Judge Kavanaugh, who I knew nothing about, when I'm looking at him answering these questions and on television, I find him charming and direct and much more effective than I would have ever imagined.
Well, I've got one huge bone to pick with Judge Kavanaugh, because he said that birth control is abortion-inducing, and that is not only medically so inaccurate and so just stupid, but that, to me,
that is stupid. Did he actually say that?
He did. He was talking with Ted Cruz about an old case where the Catholic priests didn't want to supply birth control.
Is this part of a public hearing process this week?
Yeah,
Google
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and of course, Planned Parenthood has, you know, issued statements saying, like, hello, no wonder there are so many protests there by women, because 95% of women use birth control in some form in their lifetime. And to say that all birth control is abortion inducing, that's moronic. And you don't want to make this an issue.
If you don't
women
want to
have every right to be concerned
this,
about
then
this
don't
guy,
say
is my point.
Anything about this stuff.
Right, but what I'm saying is women have every right to be concerned about this guy as a Supreme Court judge. I was okay with him up until that point, and now, to me, it's not a starter.
Here's the reality, though. They have the 51 votes. There's nothing anybody can do. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
So all of this is just...
Walter, is your wife upset about some of these things that Victoria is talking about?
My wife's upset that I don't earn more money, and she's upset that the charge at Saks was declined. These are the things my wife's concerned about. Oh, and the fact that one of the windows on our 14-year-old car is stuck in the down position and we expect 4 inches of rain. These are the things my wife's concerned about.
Okay,
I doubt if she even knows.
You have three daughters, so as a father, are you not concerned about the future of your daughter's independence when it comes to taking care of their own health care? And having rights to choose what happens to their own bodies, to me, that should be a cause for concern.
If you met my daughters, you'd have no concern about their ability to determine their fate and future. However, you'd have absolutely no concern.
People would say that about me too, Walter, but law is law.
Here's how I feel. First of all, note that that Judge Kavanaugh had his 18 children in Catholic school uniforms sitting next to him. And so I don't think birth control has been a big part of that house. Secondly, if he said that birth control was a form of abortion,
he's got 18 children.
I'm just kidding.
No,
he is a Catholic bevy of children, and if he said that, he's an idiot. And my feeling about I like what Dukakis said about abortion, which was that nobody likes abortion. But in my opinion, I'm not a woman, so I have no opinion about abortion.
Mm-hmm. I like what PJ O'Rourke said about abortion. I believe in it, too, if it were retroactive.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a woman.
I on the serious side. This is the Walter and I would probably have this conversation with you, Victoria, or anybody else. In terms of relationships, I have not, fortunately, in my life been in a position where someone I was with had to confront whether to have an abortion or not. However, if they did, I would urge them or hope I could somehow influence them to carry the child to term and have the child adopted.
Not me. I've been in that position 3 times. Okay. And every time I said, whatever you want to do, I will support, no problem.
Was it with the same woman three times?
Or was it two different women? But that's what the answer should be.
It's none of my business. It's not my body. Right. I don't carry the baby for 9 months. It's not my child. As a man, I can't begin to imagine the relationship of my body to a baby. I can't begin to imagine that. I don't have
that ability.
But
you are responsible for them getting
it's
pregnant.
None of,
you're the one that made the baby. They don't make the baby.
No. Right. We were responsible, and it winds up in her body, and it's her decision.
Well, you're actually irresponsible.
Okay.
We may have been irresponsible.
All right. That's pause now for a couple of important announcements from a few of our favorite sponsors. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on MyPillow. MyPillow has mattress toppers. Did you know that? 3 layers. This mattress topper is 3 layers thick. Foam for support and durability. Transitional foam for optimal comfort. And then there's that zippered cover made from the same material that they use on the My Pillows. This is a fabulous, and this just shows how extensive their line of products. They're known as My Pillow, but they have all kinds of things: sheets, mattresses, all kinds of bed toppers. You can go through the catalog, see what's there, and then get the best prices ever by using the code DJV. So if you're looking to get a good night's rest, you want to have all the best accessories, the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, get a great night's sleep every night with MyPillow products. The pillow is made from 100% cotton. You can buy one, get one free right now. And so many other things, up to 55% off on their special new Pillow Plus. That's a great product line and a great American company. So go online to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Order your pillows, get a great night's rest, order the sheets, order the whatever. Look there, and you'll be happy to know they'll finance anything you spend over $200. That's also an asset. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and start out by getting two of the world's most comfortable pillows at half price. Stop tossing and turning and get much better rest at MyPillow.com. Get your MyPillows and other products at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, a couple of more minutes here with our panel of experts, Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the talkers list here. We've been through a lot of the controversy. We haven't talked about Alex Jones, and I think, Walter, because you're the national talk expert, talk show expert, what do you think of Alex Jones and his program?
I think that Twitter has done an amazing thing. They've taken a fringe character and made him famous. 99% of America has never heard him. They have no idea what they're talking about.
So true.
And he's a circus performer. He couldn't be happy. This is the greatest gift possible. Mm-hmm. Imagine, Doug, if you were smart enough to do something so stupid as to get Twitter to ban you, you'd be famous. They'd be fighting over your show.
What
and that's
what
will happen with
Ariel. What do we do? What can we do to get him to ban us on Twitter? Well, the interesting thing this week, Richie, was that Mario Rubio, one of the great grandstanders of all time, I think, politically. But Marco, I always call him Mario. Marco Rubio was someplace doing an interview, and Alex Jones is trying to get in his face. And Marco Rubio tells him to go away, leave him alone. And Alex keeps
That's what got Alex Jones eventually kicked off of Twitter, is his antics outside of the Capitol while Jack What's-His-Face, the owner of Twitter, was inside testifying.
Yeah.
And Alex Jones was just running his sideshow outside, and they basically said, look at this nut. He's out of here.
He almost got into a fist fight. Marco Rubio said to him, we want to go outside? Let's take this outside. They were ready to, to duke it out. It's really amazing. This guy has zero class.
Says, Alex is just loving it, eating it up.
Oh, yeah, eating it all up.
The best thing that could ever happen to him.
Yep.
Right. Problem is he's got nowhere to put his content now. I mean, you know, he's been banned off of Twitter, Facebook.
He's got a daily radio show.
I know. So. I don't know how many stations, though.
No, 3 or 4. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
They're all gone now. Jerry Reed's gone. Which is the tall guy of the two? What was the guy's name, the comedian that was tall?
Gleason?
No, Gleason's gone.
Yeah.
The other guy was with, Williams. And, you know, the tall and short guys.
There
that
was
were.
Paul Williams.
Paul Williams is still alive.
Paul Williams is the short guy. I'm trying to think. I haven't seen the movie in quite some time.
He's dead. They're all dead now.
Sally Field's still around.
Yeah, she is. That's true. And she had lots to say about Burt Reynolds and his passing. So, Chucker, what do you have to say about the passing of Burt Reynolds?
I think it was sad to hear it. I know he's getting ready to start filming Quentin Tarantino's latest movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was supposed to have a prominent role in that film. But, you know, it's interesting because I was reflecting and, you know, all the time I'm doing the spot on your show, which has now been over 25 years, there's obviously been, you know, numerous high-profile celebrity deaths, which we talked about. But this is one of them, I'd say, right at the top of celebrity passings. In terms of pop culture, Burt Reynolds really ruled the roost, especially in the 1980s, was the biggest box office drawer for, I think, four straight years running, which rivaled Bing Crosby back in the day in terms of that type of popularity. Burt Reynolds I know you're going to laugh because I've talked about this before, but my mother and father actually took me to see Deliverance back in 1972 when I was only 7 years old, which is a pretty disturbing movie.
Really just cleared a lot of things up.
I had great parents. I really did. But anyway, you know, when you watch Burt Reynolds in Deliverance back in the early 70s, one, the guy had an amazing look on the big screen, and then he followed that up 2 years later, which one of the great sports movies of all time, and certainly one of the great audience participation movies of all time, that being The Longest Yard. I think his career could have been very different if it was more disciplined, but I don't think he took his career overly serious, and he did movies like Smokey and the Bandit, which became a massive hit in 77. It grossed $105 million, which is equivalent to $500 and something million, the second most popular movie that year behind Star Wars. Did the Cannonball Run. Always liked the work, which me and Doug have talked about many times in this spot, with his friends, Ned Beatty, Jerry Reed, Bernie
Don
Williams.
Don
DeLuise. Yesterday, where he basically he passed on some of the biggest roles, like Han Solo. He passed on that. And other just...
James Bond, too.
James Bond. And he basically said, I wish I would have done them. Yeah, in hindsight, obviously, I wish I would have done them. But really, I chose roles that I thought was going to be fun. That's how I chose roles.
Yeah, and that's what he did. He had a lot of clout in the business, and just, you know, two things. He gave a quote which I thought was interesting. He said, "I may not be the best actor in the world, but I am the best Burt Reynolds in the world," which really summed up that he knew who he was. But then he did a movie called City Heat, I think it was in the late 80s with Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
And Burt Reynolds, he broke his jaw. I think it was a scene where he gets punched in the face, broke his jaws. And then the people who did not like Burt Reynolds in the industry, but he had to wear a wire and he couldn't eat solid food for quite some time, dropped a lot of body weight, and they started spreading rumors that he had HIV. And that really did hurt his career. He went into TV. He did that show on CBS, Evening Shade, which wound up being a hit, brought a lot of his friends to that show, and then resurrected himself in terms of movies slowly. But Boogie Nights, I think, really brought him back to the top of the mantle, because one is an awesome film. Two, he's awesome in that film. Became very well respected in the industry again. I will say one caveat. People don't like to talk about aging and obviously dying, but I don't think he aged well. I don't think he aged well because he looked the guy looked amazing, did not age well. But in terms of pop culture, celebrity personas, Burt Reynolds was as big as any of them.
All of the nice things Dolly Parton has said, there's so many people that got close to him have the same things to say about him. I only met him once down in Jupiter, actually. At his he had a theater in Jupiter right off the main road there, and I met him just before he had his set. He went bankrupt, even though he was making all this money.
He did. I mean, that's another point, and it's like a lot of, when he was on the top of the mountain, off the top, but he did obviously lose a lot of money, and the well went dry. That's a big focal point in his long career, too.
But he had a lot of fun. Those Smokey and the Bandits movies had no script. He just went out and screwed off.
Yeah.
That was it. So, you know, that says something about all of them.
Sort of like the program here, Doug.
That's very much. You got it, Chucker. I'm just like Burt Reynolds, except I got my own hair. Chuck Curry.
You look good.
Movie Moments. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.